All right, well, here we are. December already. And I decided this month I wanted to read particularly about words. And I know I've probably talked about words before. Words are extremely important. And our words definitely have an effect on us and on other people. And what it's sort of a, it's almost like a loop or a, you know, a circular thing where what you say affects you. And, you know, the results, it just sort of goes round and round. You know, as you say something, it has an effect on you because you hear what you say. And the more you say it and the more you hear it, the more you're likely to believe it, especially if you think it through. And when you believe something, that's when you begin to change your behavior to line up with what you believe. And so I wanted to read, starting in Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. This is a good sort of application taken from the Old Testament of what I just talked about in terms of words and how they work and what they do. It says, "My son, attend to my words," and this is God, it's not me, okay? "Attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings." And a saying is sort of like, you know how you can come out with a one-liner or something that really just sticks? It's a good summary statement of something. And God wants us to incline your ears, just basically pay attention. Give some thought to my sayings. "Let them not depart from thine eyes." And that's more of a figurative, you know, keep them in your view, on your radar. "Keep them in the midst of thine heart." Now you're getting somewhere. The heart is a, in the Bible, the heart is sort of the depth of your being, you know. And I'm going to say something else about it in a second. I want to read the rest of this particular group of Proverbs verses. "For they," these words, "are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Now this is, that part's literal. God's word is a word of life. And it brings health. Now, there are other words that can make you sick. You know, you talk around all the time about horrible stuff, and it makes you ill. I mean, it literally does. And good words make you healthy. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." That verse, people sometimes take that, pull that out, but they don't read the rest of the other verses. You know how I am about context. Context is a big deal. I told somebody the other day, I said, "Did you know that the Bible said there's no God?" And I couldn't see the look, but I know by their expression of their voice, it was like, they probably looked at me like I had two heads. I said, yeah, and the example I gave them was, there's an example in Proverbs, I believe it is, or I think it's in Proverbs. It says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." So if you break verses in half and just take a little bit, you really get the word all messed up. Okay, and so that's just a very strong illustration of how that works. But I wanted to explain something that I didn't know this until I took this little seminar on the brain. And there's this lady named Now I'm forgetting her name. Anyway, there's this awesome, she's an Australian lady, and she's a brain scientist, and she's a Christian. And she was explaining how there are neural cells not only in your brain, but there's a small group of them in your heart and in your stomach. And that's very interesting, because the Bible talks about the heart being the seat of your personal life. In other words, when it gets in your heart, you believe it. So you got to be real careful about what gets there, because what you believe is the way you're going to act and the way you're going to live. And then the ones in your stomach, the only verses I know of in the Bible that refer to that is when the Bible talks about praying in tongues. It talks about out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And that's an amazing, amazing section there to talk about that part of the brain cell, the cells, the neural cells that are located in your stomach. So it's interesting when the Bible talks about the heart, and people think it's all figurative. It is, but it's not all figurative, because there literally are neural type cells in your heart. And those, if it gets into those cells, if a thought gets into those cells, it becomes part of what you really believe. Now, I wanted to read these verses in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Very familiar verses. Very familiar verses. And these are the verses that tell you how to get born again, how to get saved, how to become a Christian. I know that people use the verses in John 3:16 and 17. Those are very good verses too. But these verses very particularly and very specifically tell you what needs to be done and what it does when you do it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you confess Him as your Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then it explains how it works. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So confession and belief work together. That's that loop and push-pull I was just talking about. The more you confess something, the more you believe it. The more you believe it, the more you confess it. And it goes sort of back and forth. And the two reinforce one another. So you got to be careful about what you say. Because what you say, eventually you will believe. And once you believe it, you'll start acting that way. And then you'll believe it even more. So you have a major part in your faith. And in fact, in the last verse here, Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith, and faith is, you know, that which you do and that which you'll always continue to do. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. So what you hear ultimately gets into your heart and you believe it, and it becomes faith. Now, what you hear, you may hear from someone else, you may hear it from yourself. You may hear it from somebody reading or teaching you, or somebody telling you something that you listened to, or anywhere. Any way that you hear something, it can generate faith. So faith comes by hearing, and real faith, good faith, is when you're hearing the Word of God. So all the things that teach us about life and about godliness that come from the Word, the way that you get those into your faith is by hearing them. That's why many times people say, read the Word out loud when you're on your own somewhere. Listen to it. Watch a video, because you can hear a video, right? So that's what I wanted to share. It's just very important to understand the effect that words have on us. And it's very important to watch what we say, too. And watch what we listen to. So that's it for today.